Hey everyone, welcome to The Creep Off, the podcast that hates football. The way things work around here is each host brings in a creep, and then you head over to the subreddit and vote for whoever brought in the creepiest creep that ever crept. After 5 losses, the loser must spin the dread wheel of consequences, which has funny consequences, such as putting truck nuts on your car, or storing these confidential documents in your house for a little while. Don't worry about it, Carl, just leave them there in your basement, it'll be fine. Anyways, we talked about our favorite sport here last week, hockey. Carl's hockey player got into a fight. Huh, shocking. Vinny's creep did nothing wrong outside marrying a woman and her attractive daughter. I mean, that's all I got for this week. Tucker, out.
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm gonna deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
You better send those refunds.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast. I am your oh-so-happy host. You may know me as...
The Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour.
The People's Champion.
And that sad sack sitting at my desk. That's Carl, everybody.
Hey, what's happening, Vinny Paulino? Thanks for working in Joe Cool in that intro. Let me just get this out of the way.
I'm not going to be a dick to you about it. You beat the Dolphins. Your team beat the Dolphins.
Josh
Allen, third
sucks.
String quarterback. Yeah, I know. I've been telling you that for like a year.
Not good.
You just realized this.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so cool. Let me say this to
you. Last year's playoffs, he had 9 touchdown passes and 0 interceptions.
Yeah.
So it would be weird to say he sucked then. Right, Vinny?
No. It wouldn't
be. Now it's appropriate.
I said it back then. It wasn't weird.
Okay.
And here's why I said it. Because he's just overrated, man.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs makes that work. And when you don't throw to Stephon Diggs, and all you're doing is throwing these giant balls or a 10-yard pass, you're getting clunks of yardage, but he just couldn't get over the hump. I'm sorry. Not sorry. But, you know, here's the great news.
You guys didn't watch the game. You didn't get any yardage. They were all 3 and outs. It was pathetic. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Carl, here's the good news.
What's the good news, Vinny?
We get to both do it all again next year.
That's right, buddy. And we're putting an end to football talk on The Creep Off.
So many people are happy.
Yes, no more football talk.
We're done. That's it. Season's over. The Bengals won the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to Phoenix now, so I'll
drive to Gary, Indiana.
Yep, that's right.
Hope the weather's great.
Way better.
Okay. Carl, I feel so bad for you today, buddy.
It's all good, buddy.
Like, I didn't even rub it into you last night. I was just like, hey, man. I was trying to be nice when we were picking the category.
Yep.
I go, hey, Carl, you want to do Biggest Creep from Cincinnati? Will that make you feel better? And you gave me the greatest response. I laughed out loud. He goes, you act like this is the first time the Bills have lost a playoff game. I was like, all right, good point. So we're moving on, folks. This week, we took one of your suggestions, @_KingEzzy, and he suggested we do Creepiest Senior Citizen. Now, before we get to that, we need to review last week and remind everybody who is Carl's daddy. That would be me.
Yeah, as many as... I can't read that. How many votes do you have there?
More than you!
Patrick Kane didn't do it, huh?
Nope.
Bean housing for the wean housing.
All right, so
many Chicagoans.
I can't
watching the show or something. What's going on?
I can't even get upset at you. I can't rub it in. I feel too bad already.
So what's the score? What's the score of our round?
I believe it's 2-1. Me.
Okay.
So it's competitive right now.
Good.
You got a shot. So we're doing Creepiest Senior Citizen, and I guess that means I have to start this off. And I got to tell you, Carl, why don't you ring the bell and let's do this? I'll get going. My creep today was 82 years old, Carl, at the time of his last arrest in 2020.
Okay.
Now, if I have to describe this guy, The only descriptor I could really give him is spry.
Okay.
He's a very spry gentleman for his age. He reminds me of the actor. Remember Robert Bologna?
No.
He was in The Sopranos. He played Feach LaManna.
Okay, yes.
Ah, like that surly old fucking Italian grumpy guy?
Yep.
I can't say he's Italian because he has like the same name as a first generation after the war Nazi whose family escaped Argentina. His fucking name is Coronado Ailman. Okay. Very Hispanic first name, very German last name. I think that's what's going on there. But Carl, in his 80s, he went on a really pervy, fun two-year crime spree. He really did, this guy. In January 2018, marks the first arrest here. His New Year's resolution was apparently to get out there and meet new people. So he gets arrested in the subway for grinding his erect penis on a woman.
Okay.
He had a great argument in court. I really, really love this guy because he always came in to represent himself and would always make a good argument in court. So his argument was, listen, Your Honor, I don't care that I'm 80 and this is like a 36-year-old woman who says I walked up behind her and stuck my erect penis in the behind her and started grabbing her titties and stuff. I'm a happily married man. I've been married for 30 years.
Right.
I have a beautiful wife at home.
Happily married men do that.
Never. Let me tell you something. My wife, when she puts on that duster, Your Honor, and she drags her pussy across the dirty old carpet of the bedroom, across the floor, that does it for me, Your Honor. Yeah. Not this young, attractive woman whose perfume was glory. I mean, that whore. That I would never do such a thing. So, he's out. That was his arraignment. They let him out.
I'm impressed he has a boner at 80 years old. That's impressive to me.
Carl, this motherfucker gets a lot of boners.
Yeah, okay.
He does. So that's January. They say to him, we're going to let you go. Stay out of trouble. April comes around Easter. 26-year-old. Same thing. Right up behind her on the subway. Just starts humping her from behind. He gets 90 days behind bars. So he's in jail from April to June.
Okay.
Guess what happens in June? He is now charged with persistent sexual abuse, forcible touching, and sexual abuse because he once again went down to the subway and started humping random women.
Some hot chicks down there in that subway.
I'm telling you. Now, he claims this time he's got a really great argument in court.
Okay.
The last time was, I only fucked my wife, Your Honor. This time it was, I could not be responsible for such a depraved action because I am impotent. I am impotent.
Yeah.
He has proudly proclaimed that fact in court, and his wife was standing next to him at the time that he did it.
She's like, yeah, he hasn't got enough for me in 25 years.
So like his first argument was like, I only fuck my wife too. I don't fuck anybody.
Right.
Especially her. So then in August, because they let him out, he's awaiting trial. This one's fun, Carl. This one's a fun one.
Okay.
He gets on the subway. He goes down to a subway car. He finds another 26-year-old woman on the number two train by Times Square, gets behind her, and just starts humping, latches on like a fucking greyhound,
mm-hmm.
like just a dog going to fucking town. All these people on the bus or on the subway see this, and they say, get off of her. Get out of here. And he's like, ah, what do I do? And he just starts running around with this big boner, and he's trying to get away from everybody. And he's running through the subway. He gets away from everybody, and then he's in another subway car and just starts humping another woman.
Nice.
Within minutes of the first attack.
Now, was the first girl kind of jealous of this now that he was able to find someone new so quickly?
I don't think she was upset.
Okay.
I think she was probably...
We should check with her, though. Okay. You say so.
Yeah. He's running around on me, literally. So... Within minutes, dude, he gets arrested after this. He gets a plea deal in December for all of these cases. So this is one calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
He gets arrested six times for this in the one calendar year. He is 80 years old at this point.
I don't even think he's trying to get away with this.
He's
not making any attempt.
They give him a deal to withdraw his sex offense plea if he stayed out of trouble for 6 months, completed a rehab program, and was told to use a program called Accessoride instead of the subway, and if he rode the subway, he had to be accompanied by an adult.
Okay.
He's fucking 80, I guess. So, 2019, he's being monitored for most of the year until he wasn't, and he grinds up on another woman that and was held up at the scene by a female cop. And he was so pissed about this. His argument in court was, it was a setup.
Right.
They set me up, yeah. Your Honor. He argued that the police followed him because they knew his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, the two women were working together, Your Honor.
I believe it.
He says, I was only standing there on the subway train, and she backed into me and then looked at the other woman and was like, yeah, we got him. And then they arrested me.
Good. So the judge agreed, obviously, right?
No. The undercover cop was like, no, we watched this man grab this woman from behind and start humping her violently on the train. This is not an attractive man. Look at a picture, Carl. I got a picture. You ready?
Let's see what this guy looks like.
Okay, hold on. That's him.
Not good.
He's not good.
Not a guy you want humping you from behind.
I'm telling you, it's fucking Feech LaManna.
Yep.
Okay. So now, again, he's just off this probation. He's got to wait for court dates because they're not taking anybody to jail for this. They're arresting you, giving you tickets, giving you tickets to appear. And he's just running around fucking loose being a problem. So now it's November 1st. Police say he walked behind a 34-year-old woman on the number one train on the Upper West Side and started grinding again. Unaware a plainclothes cop was standing right next to him when he started doing it.
He's really bad at this.
He's so bad at it.
Did he ever once get away with it? Like one time? Did he hump someone?
I have to think that
nothing happened.
I have to think these are the times that
he's caught every time.
Dude, he just got caught a lot. Yeah. It doesn't mean he got caught every time.
Yeah, I know.
He probably got away with this a lot. He probably did a lot. And people are like, oh, look at him. He's so old and cute.
Right.
Let him finish. Go ahead, old mister. I respect my elders. So, Carl, that's November. He's granted supervised release of the case. That leads us to Valentine's Day 2020.
Ooh, how romantic.
Cops say they arrested Ailman when he grabbed a 36-year-old woman on the northbound number 2 train. This time, this was his 8 arrests in 2 years. Now, this is the last article I could find on this old fucking pervert.
Okay.
Who really, in the humping department, puts Andy Dick to shame.
Good point.
This guy really, he didn't kill Phil Hartman.
Well, we know of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Either way, 8 arrests in 2 years, last article to find. I'm going to assume that Cuomo shipped him out to one of those nursing homes when COVID started.
Yeah.
And fucking,
that's how you get rid of them.
COVID got him. That's right. My creep this week was the 82-year-old scourge of the subway, Coronado Ailman.
Great creep, Vinny. That guy is definitely a creepy creep.
Technically, I feel like this presentation this week was more of the Brian Johnson type of creep.
Well, that's what I was just going to say, actually, is that as Brian Johnson proved, the closer you get to being an actual creep, the less likely you are to win. Because I have brought Tamara Samsonova, a.k.a.
Oh, Tamara.
The Granny Ripper, a.k.a. Baba Yaga.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Twisted Minds for helping me with some of my reporting today.
The septuagenarian serial killer, Tamara Samsonova, who has been dubbed the Granny Ripper by the press. Samsonova is said to have murdered at least 11 people, and some sources even claim that she went as far as eating some of her victims.
Oh, it's hard to beat a cannibal.
It's hard to beat a serial killer who's also a cannibal, who's also an old lady in Russia.
But you know what I say.
Excelsior, true believers.
So her husband disappeared, and she actually filed a missing person report. They'd been married for almost 30 years, and she was looking for some help from the police. They never found him. And she was lonely, and she needed money, so she decided to rent out one of the rooms in her apartment.
So can I throw in something here?
Yeah.
I just want to put out this message, and I mean this to everyone listening. You heard me say this now. If I just die suddenly, I know you're all going to assume it's my heart.
Yeah.
It was my wife.
Okay. It couldn't have been me?
Nah, I could take you.
Okay.
I'm not scared of you at all.
All right, I might stick up behind you with my boner, though. Watch out. Now that I learned how to do that.
It's some Super Chat Monday again. Here comes Carl.
So she had these tenants who would stay with her, and she didn't get along with them. She was kind of a problem. with all of these people.
When interviewed, Tamara's neighbors mentioned that the elderly lady would often swear at her tenants in the hallways and bang on the radiators. So when Sergei was suddenly nowhere to be seen, the neighbors reasonably assumed that he had grown weary of Samsonova and moved back to his home in Norilska.
So these guys would live with her and then just disappear one day, and everyone's just like, yeah, well, she's a raging cunt, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, would you want to stay there?
Exactly. So no one thought anything of it, and this went on for many years. Of course, that guy Sergei that we heard about, they did realize later what happened to him.
According to investigators, on the 6th of September 2003, during one of their quarrels, the then 56-year-old Tamara killed Sergei. She then went on to dismember his corpse before discarding it on the streets of St. Decius Way.
So what she would do is she would kill the guy and then chop him all up into tiny little pieces and then throw him out in garbage cans all over the city.
Fucking home ec, man. They teach you how to prepare anything.
Pretty impressive. Yes, I have to say. All right. So she's getting away with this for years. And then all of a sudden her apartment needs some renovations. She hasn't been putting a lot of work into the apartment. So through a mutual friend, she finds an old lady who lives down the street and decides to shack up with her.
When her apartment needed to undergo some renovations, luckily, one of her friends introduced her to 79-year-old Valentina Nikolaevna Ulanova just in time. As Ulanova also lived on Dimitrov Street, the mutual friend convinced her to let Tamara stay with her for some time while Tamara's house was undergoing renovations. According to the agreement, Tamara was to stay at Ulanova's in exchange for helping with the chores, as Ulanova was ailing and was also older than Tamara.
So she's going to help out around the house and, you know, provide some friendship. And these two are just going to get along and have a grand old time while her place is getting renovated.
Was this fucking Golden Girls?
Well, it was until they got into a little spat over washing dishes. Apparently, the cups weren't as clean as Ulanova would like them to be.
There's people's blood all over these cups.
Yeah, right. I'll wash them again. Fine. God, you're such
God
a princess.
Damn it, Tamara. There's blood all over such the house princess. All the time.
Fine. So our friend Tamara here decided to do something about this. And she went and bought these pills and crushed them up into what is Ulanova's favorite food.
Now, it so happened that Olivier salad was her host's favorite dish. Tamara crushed up about 50 finazepam pills into the salad and offered it to an unsuspecting Ulanova, probably as a peace offering after their earlier argument.
Now, this is
what the fuck is a, what does he say, salad? What was that word?
Olivier salad.
What?
I don't, yeah, it's just a, it's a some type of Russian food. Ugh. That these people eat.
Salad? No thanks.
Right? It's that all about. I think there's a vegetable or two in there. It's annoying. So this woman goes, oh, I fucking love that. Poppers. Yay, we're friends again. She eats it all up. Jump, 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 jump. And Tamara just goes to bed because it's her bedtime at 7 o'clock. You know, she's an old lady.
Sure.
She wakes up around 2 a.m.
After the wheel.
What's that?
Right after the wheel.
Right? Yeah, exactly. After the wheel. I don't think they had the wheel over in Russia. Maybe they do.
We have the cube. It's better.
They have Vanna Red. So then she wakes up around 2 a.m.
What a country.
She finds Ulanova because of this. She OD'd on this muscle relaxant, so she kind of passed out from that.
Samsonova retired to bed almost immediately after dinner. When she woke up at 2 a.m., she found Ulanova lying effectively unconscious on the kitchen floor. Upon discovering this, Samsonova grabbed her tools, two knives and a hacksaw, and began dismembering the older pensioner's body. First, she sawed off Ulanova's head and then removed her limbs. Then, she cut her torso in two and used the kitchen knives to cut it all up into tiny pieces.
Yeah, but did she hump any of them?
This woman was still alive. She was not dead.
I heard.
She was just passed out. And she's like, oh, time to chop her head off. Deep a deep a doo. That's got to be a shitty way to go, I would imagine.
Well, you have to be a pretty shitty person to be that sound asleep when someone starts chopping your fucking head off.
Well, then she OD'd on pills, Vinny. She was fed pills.
Yeah, I mean, I think you would wake up if someone just a second.
I think she probably
especially
did.
Especially an old lady. You know how long it has to take her to chop a head off?
I bet she probably did. She probably smelled her coming in, too. Ugh.
It smells like batteries in here.
All right, so as you heard, she chopped her up into little pieces and brought her out because she weighed a lot. So it took her many trips to take all of her body parts out into a pond nearby. She's actually caught on
CCTV. Just feeding the ducks.
This is in 2015.
She just tosses an arm.
Yeah, instead of like pulling off breadcrumbs, just fingers. Just one at a time. Here you go. It's a thumb.
It's a toe.
Here you go. So she was actually caught on CCTV carrying the plastic bags with the body parts that she would walk out to the nearby pond. Now, a couple of days after this, there was a couple walking with their dog near the pond. And you know how dogs get when there's dead body parts around? They get real stoked.
Real horned up. Kind of like my creep.
They get real excited about it. So this dog's getting all worked up, running into the fucking pond, swimming around. So the couple decides, like, all right, there's probably something going on here. And sure enough, they find these body parts all around. So authorities start going door to door to find out if there's someone missing, if anyone knows anything. And someone tips them off. They're like, yeah, we haven't seen old lady Ulanova in a little while. Maybe go check with her. So they go over to her house, knock on the door. And of course, Tamara, the granny
no one's home,
answers the door. And at first she's like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. She just hasn't been home. And then they start looking around and they find her blood all over the apartment.
What a fucking shitty house guest. Doesn't even clean that up.
Yeah, well, she had a couple days too.
Yeah, what a bitch.
She revealed to the authorities that she killed her because she insulted her. You don't want to insult this woman. She takes that very personally. Gets very upset with that.
The judge said, oh yeah, ugly?
So, remember here, Vinny, no one suspects any type of foul play. This woman's husband disappeared, and then she's been living for over a decade in this apartment, just letting people rent it out. Well, at the same time, she was keeping a very detailed diary. She was writing down everything. Like, if she didn't sleep really well, she'd write that down. She had a cup of coffee, she'd document that. Not only that, she was writing her diary in three different languages the entire time.
Further investigations revealed that Samsonova kept a diary with entries in Russian, German, and English. Investigators reported that she recorded even the littlest details of her daily life in this diary, as she did not want to miss a thing.
What is she,
as
Patrick
expected,
Michael?
A proper inspection of the diary provided more proof for the police's investigation. In one of her entries, Samsonova confessed to killing her former tenant, Sergei. She wrote, I killed my tenant, Volodya. I cut him to pieces in the bathroom with a knife and put the pieces of his body in a plastic bag and threw them away in different parts of the Frunzinski district.
These people just have to write this shit down, don't they?
They got to get it out, man. I feel like in a lot of ways, they're probably slightly terrified about what's going to happen to them. And they're like kind of hedging their bets, trying to with the big guy in the sky by getting it out somehow.
Apparently, this woman was a schizophrenic.
Oh.
And she had a voice in her head telling her to do these horrible things. And that's why she was doing that. She did have psychiatric care earlier in her life. She was admitted into a hospital. But yeah, people are assuming that she killed her husband because they never did find his body or anything like that.
But she didn't write that in her little books.
Well, this is the interesting part. So they took her to court.
She even blew a kiss to reporters and other observers. During the hearing, Tamara was asked to address the court, and she explicitly stated that she had planned all the murders up until one, so that she might be found out and arrested. According to her, there was no other way to live, and it would be better to spend the rest of her days in prison. At the end of the trial, the judge said to her, I have been asked to arrest you. What do you think? She responded, you decide. I'm obviously guilty and deserve a punishment. When the judge announced that she would be kept in custody for the duration of the investigation, Samsonova clapped gleefully.
She's a crazy person, Benny.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Carl's own lips. Your choices this week are a repentant crazy person or an unapologetic horny man.
So according to Wikipedia, there are at least 13 victims, as many as 21. Now, here's the thing with Russia. Is all that information is there in her diary. They're not going to put it out there.
Sure.
So they're using it to solve all these cold cases. but they're not actually releasing the names of the victims or the number or anything like that.
Well, don't you think that as they solve them, they would somehow charges up to
this
woman?
You would think so, but according to Wikipedia, investigators in Russia believe that in addition to murdering and dismembering her victims, Samsonova also partook in cannibalism. She allegedly had a penchant for removing the lungs of her victims and then eating them. She was a lungs gal. Cheap date. You know, that's kind of the scraps right there.
That's really not the good meat.
It's not the best part. So that's my creep, Tamara Samsonova, and that would be the Granny Ripper.
So how do they know she ate the lungs, though?
Dude, she wrote down every detail.
Okay, she wrote it down.
In the diary. The thing is that they don't explain specifically what she wrote down, so there's just been like some leaks here and there in the Russian media, but not all the information has come out yet.
I hope that she didn't confess that they just found lung crumbs on the course of the
Is this
page.
Your lung? No, it's not.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
All right, so those are your choices this week, and we hope that you will vote at the subreddit, r/thecreepoff.
The Creepoff, correct.
Yeah, I got it right.
You're getting really good at subreddits now with your new show, Subreddit Surfing.
Yeah, we're getting good.
Cool.
I don't know. We'll see. We got a big one tonight. We've had trouble getting people to agree to be interviewed in our first choice for tonight's subreddit.
Oh, what's the subreddit tonight?
I can't say. I'm not allowed till we start because I don't want to. I don't want people to jump in there and fucking troll us. So we're never going to tell anybody where we're popping
Smart.
Up.
Smart.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah. Keeps the mystery in it. Tonight at 8 o'clock. Come join us. All right, Carl. Let's move on to your favorite segment and mine. Creepos.
That is correct. Who are these creepos? The segment that we do here on the Creep Off, because we happen to know for a fact that we are the number one true crime show on the internet today. But there's a lot of true crime shows out there. So it seems like a bold statement to say that we are the best.
Yeah, but if you listen to one of them, you've heard them all. So we could pretty much lump them all in together.
So what we've decided to do, Vinny, is to be very petty and prove that we're the best by reviewing every other true crime podcast one at a time. And today is no exception. Today. Oh, by the way, Alex, thanks for giving me the heads up on my creep this week. And also thanks to Master Shake on Twitter, who turned me on to Jonathan Lee Rich's Investigates, a YouTube channel with 35,000 subscribers. And you're going to love what this guy does, Vinny. I can't tell if it's the laziest show format ever made or way more work than it should be. Go ahead and play my first clip here. We're going to go in order on these. So go ahead and start with number one.
Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure I got turn off that autoplay. Here we go.
I can't see the video. There we go.
Hey, hello, everyone. This video is for education purposes only. I'm going to take you to the home of John Wayne Gacy, one of the most notorious serial killers in this country. Praying for the victims, praying for the victims' families. Just want to show you where he lived. Check it out. Let me know what you think. We support all victims of crimes. We say no to John Wayne Gacy and people that do bad acts. So check this out right here.
Hot take, dude. He looks like a healthier Josh Potter.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
All right.
So this guy's wearing his press ball cap, and he's doing this for educational purposes. He wants us to know. He does not endorse.
He doesn't endorse to raping and murdering young men and storing them in a crawl space.
He thinks this is a bad thing, and he wants us to know that. But he also wants to educate us. And how is he going to educate us, Vinny? By literally driving down a neighborhood street for 2 minutes. Now, I'm not going to play that part of this.
Thank you.
Because it's literally just the dash cam of him driving down a street until he finally gets to a home. And this is my next video here.
All right.
John Wayne Gacy, one of America's most notorious serial killers, had his home right here in the 1970s. It used to be 8213. The house was demolished. John Wayne Gacy killed 33 people.
What else you got? So, Vinny, he takes us to the house, except for it's not the house. That house isn't there anymore. But here's this other house.
You ever like gone through the old neighborhood tour with an old family member? Like, oh, this is over here. That park over there used to be your grandmother's house.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this is.
That's what this is. It's so boring.
Except we have a media professional.
But he's not
what
from Chicago.
What the fuck are these hats?
He's not from Chicago. He traveled to Chicago to make this video for us, Vinny. This 6-minute video that's part of the Investigates crime series that he does.
I don't care for this nerd.
All right. Well,
we've all heard the name John.
Watch how quickly he runs out of things to talk about. So he's very excited to show us where John Wayne Gacy grew up.
So here's what his production value is, folks. It's a quick edit. He switched hands with the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown.
What else?
Cannot believe, and this neighborhood is very nice. Yeah. Very, very, very nice neighborhood here. Let me spin it around.
Leave.
His home was here. It got demolished.
Okay. So that's the extent of this video on John Wayne Gacy. Pretty exciting stuff, huh, Vinny?
No. This is somebody's fucking house that lives there.
I know. I love that he pulls up here. He's like, you guys have heard of John Wayne Gacy, right? John Wayne Gacy? Bad guy, right? Pretty bad guy? You heard of him?
I do kind of hopefully, I wish that that tree in the front yard is just perpetually bare so everyone knows this is where the atrocities happened. It could be springtime when he filmed that. That tree just looks like October.
I just can't imagine this poor family that lives here, constantly running out with a broom or something, going, Jonathan Lee Richards, get the fuck out of my lawn!
Spray bottle.
I tried to tell you! Go! Shoot! Shoot!
I'm media. I'm the press.
All right.
He's just switching the two hats off of his head as he's being chased away.
So now, Vinny, we're going to head down to South Carolina.
For why?
Are you familiar with Alex Murdoch?
No,
or maybe. Alec Murdoch,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
As some people say? So let's find out. Let's see the neighborhood where the courtroom is, where he will be tried.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out the fuck
John Wayne Gacy used to live here.
Oh, in this wait. Yeah, here we go. No, he's just pointing. He's just pointing at the courtroom.
Jonathan Lee Richards investigates. I am covering the Alex Murdoch murder case. Alex Murdoch is going to trial right here in the Culleton County Courthouse in South Carolina. And right there behind me is where he is going to most likely come in each day when he goes to court for his trial.
They're exciting.
Actually, let me spin this around. Because I've been going around the entire building here. And this looks like this is the only logical entrance for him to come through.
Yeah,
right
does.
Here looks like probably the vehicle transport vehicle will pull in here. This is Walterboro. This is downtown Walterboro. Most likely it'll probably come right into here.
This is my favorite part right here, buddy.
Buzz
watch
him
this.
In right here.
Oh Jesus watch. Christ.
He's acting out the gate being opened up so they can bring him in.
I cannot believe this guy is for real.
This video is 9 minutes long. This video of him just walking around this courthouse. Now, we're going to now take a little peek inside. You can't bring your camera inside. There's some signs that say that. But we are going to take a peek through the window here in this next video.
Okay, let's go.
So anyone entering the courtroom will enter right through there for safety and security. That's a good thing to have metal detectors. Here's a parking map letting people know about the parking in the area.
This guy leaves no stone unturned.
Listen, not an insult, but this is like if Mint Salad did a true crime podcast.
Holy shit.
This is very matter-of-fact information.
And then I have one more video. He actually goes inside the courtroom, Vinny. This is a whole separate video. That's up on his page. Check this shit out. This is
courthouse tourism with this asshole.
This is riveting right here.
Jonathan Lee Richards investigates. This is inside the Culleton County courtroom where Alex Murdoch faces trial for murdering his wife, Maggie, and his son, Paul. Look at the inside the courtroom here. You see pillars. You see the defense table, the prosecution table.
Media will be inside here covering the case. And the presiding judge allowed live streaming to go on by media. Here is the where the jury will sit.
Now, I think, Vinny, I want to go on record as saying that Jonathan Lee Riches is doing a fantastic job. People should check out his channel and subscribe to it. And the reason that I say
don't
that,
think that, Carl.
Well, the reason why I say that, Vinny, is because according to his wiki page, Jonathan Lee Riches is a convicted fraudster known for many lawsuits he has filed in various United States district courts. Riches was incarcerated at Federal Medical Center, Lexington, Kentucky, for wire fraud under the terms of a plea bargain. His release date was April 30, 2012. He was arrested for violating his federal probation on December 2012 when he left the Eastern District of the state of Pennsylvania without permission. He allegedly drove to Connecticut and impersonated the uncle of Adam Lanza, the shooter in the Sandy Hook Elementary School incident.
That nerd?
This guy's a prankster.
This guy makes Mike McDaniels look cool.
Since January 8, 2006, he has filed over 2,600 lawsuits in federal district courts across the country.
2,600?
He actually contacted the Guinness Book of World Records trying to be put in as the having the most lawsuits ever filed. And the Guinness Book of World Records is like, yeah, we don't have that category. That's not a category that we have.
Well, then do I win?
This one's a fun one, though, here. Some of Rich's defendants are not even persons subject to suit. These include Adolf Hitler's National Socialist Party and the 13 Tribes of Israel. One lawsuit in which George W. Bush was the first named defendant also includes another 783 defendants that cover 57 pages. They include Plato, Nostradamus, Che Guevara, James Hoffa, various Buddhist monks, all survivors of the Holocaust, the Lincoln Memorial, the Eiffel Tower, the USS Cole, the book Mein Kampf, the Garden of Eden, the Roman Empire, the Appalachian
you're
Trail,
not kidding, are you?
Plymouth Rock, the Holy Grail, Nordic Gods, the dwarf planet Pluto, and the entire Three Mile Island accident.
I heard Plymouth Rock has some deep pockets, Carl.
What the fuck is
A number of his lawsuits have been dismissed as frivolous, malicious, or for failure to state a claim upon which relief could be granted.
That little fucking nerd is doing this?
Yeah, he's a problem, Vinny. This guy's a problem. But he likes to travel to places where maybe cool shit once happened or will happen. So there's that.
Not only is this the most useless fucking podcast idea ever, whatever this is that he's doing.
He sucks.
And he's just suing everyone. Holy shit. He's suing inanimate objects. He's suing the fucking Eiffel Tower.
He's suing the Eiffel Tower and the USS Cole. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck getting the money from the USS Cole.
Good luck, Jonathan Lee Riches. We're rooting for you, buddy.
Jesus.
We're on your side.
All right, you got any more clips from this guy?
No, that'll do it. But I think I summed up his show pretty well with that.
Wow, that might be my favorite edition of Who Are These Creeps?
I thought you liked that one. I was watching this morning just going, is anything going to happen? What's going on?
And then I'm going, he's suing everybody?
35,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Listen, man, I'm going to say this right now. We need to keep an eye on this dude. I need to know what this guy's up to.
Yes, agreed.
Thank you, Carl. I believe it means it's time for some voicemails. You ready to get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
From our friends in Syracuse.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse, the only city where you can feel playoff loss level disappointment all year round. See you in Syracuse.
I see what you did.
I thought it was funny. We got a lot of voicemails this week, so Okay. Let's start with this one right here.
Vinny, Carl, Nate from Flint, Michigan. Hey, Carl, you should do the 8 hours in Gary, Indiana and take photos of yourself on the depressing scavenger hunt, because then you could turn around and make it part of your Carl's Facebook feed, depressing Facebook feed segment on Who Are These Socials. Start thinking efficiently, man.
There it is. Work smart, not hard.
That's true. Yep. Good idea.
All right. Dun, 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 dun. Here's one from our pal, Tab.
Hey, guys. Tab from Here's What I Don't Get. Vinny, first off, I just want to say thank you for all the extra Wednesday episodes. I've added 2.5 hours of drive to my weekly commutes, and all this extra content is so great. And I know you're the one that's really fronting that because Carl sucks.
What the
Carl,
fuck?
Carl, you know, we're talking about this whole you have to drive to Gary, Indiana, driving from Rochester. You tried to cop out by flying from Chicago. I got a better suggestion, Carl. Mm-hmm. You fly to St. Louis, okay. And you and I drive up to Gary, Indiana. Now, St. Louis, the most dangerous city in America. We start our road trip from East St. Louis, the highest crime rate per capita in the United States.
Okay.
We cruise on up to Gary, Indiana. That way there's like an impartial person who can verify that Carl went to Gary, Indiana. And let's face it, you know, we want to punish Chris. We don't want to punish Crows.
Right.
We don't want to punish Andy.
Says you.
He's going to need that extra weekend free to fuck all of the fans. So, you know, who better to punish than me, complete fucking loser? We can stream the whole way. Carl, you can rack up all those super chats. You know how fast I drive. It'll be like 4 hours there and back. We'll be just rocking it across America.
Wait, you're driving, Ted?
You know, so I think people will like that. And then, you know, everyone can make sure you go. And also, you know, St. Louis, we have a Major League Baseball team. We can go to a game after that.
True.
And for the fans, I know fuck all about sports, so it's not like the stream is just going to be us talking about sports, because I can only carry on a conversation about sports for about as long as it takes me to.
This is a real hard sell tab.
Talking to someone's sister. So there you go. Think about it, guys. Thank you, fucky. Bye.
All right, not
Carl,
a bad idea.
That is an interesting option.
That is interesting.
I feel like if you have somebody with you who could supervise you, you have to do the driving, though.
I was going
to
say, Tab loves driving.
Yeah,
Tab drove all the way to Tampa for road rage when I first met him. We were hanging out there. He drives all over the country. And is that count if I let him drive?
No, you can't let him drive. You have to drive.
Huh. All right. Well, we'll have to talk about
but
that.
But at least you'll have company and someone who can document everything and who will post all the social media, because I know you're not going to.
Maybe we can put that to a vote or something to see if people are cool with me having Tab drive. I'm still going to
No,
Gary.
You drive Tab.
I don't think Tab's going to like that idea.
I don't care. Right. It's consequence.
You don't care. Okay, you want to punish Tab now. What are the
Yes, ideas? I want to punish everyone. Everyone's under my power.
I have a voicemail for us, buddy.
Please.
Carl, this is for the creep off. Vinny, the cow photographer. You really hurt me with your words last week. I know you know who I am.
Yeah.
I know you remember what we look like, because we spent that special evening together in Nashville.
Yep.
Who?
But I know you're just playing a character, so I forgive you. I hope you guys have a great week. Bye.
Remember he let you smell his finger? Come on, Vinny. You remember Kyle Photographer.
Oh, smelled like manure. All right. I got another one.
Smelled like milk.
Hola, Vinny and Carl. What's up? This is Logan from L.A. I'm a new fan to the show. I love it.
Hola, Logan.
But Carl, I've been familiar with you for a while because I'm a dickhead. Vinny, I love you. You're the best, bro. Vinny Winnie. Anyways, sorry. Okay, so here I got a couple ideas for the wheel. One, if it lands on this, you got to watch all three of the Star Wars prequels in one day in a different language with no subtitles, and you're not allowed to have any kind of electrical device on you. The whole time you're watching.
I think it's worse to watch it in English.
The other one.
He's not wrong.
You have to carry around a male anime body pillow in a mall on a busy day, weekend maybe, for
That's
at
funny.
Least an hour.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I think that's all I got. But hey, you guys are great. Vinny, come do stand up in LA. Okay, bye bye.
I would, but they don't want me. Carl, I like the body pillow idea.
I like that too, because that was really the essence of what the Wheel of Consequence is supposed to be. It's supposed to be an embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to take 7 fucking days of your life. It's not supposed to be something where we're driving to Baltimore and then Gary, Indiana.
I think it has to be a mixture of all of them.
I feel like that
to be on there.
I like that one. It's humiliating. And we could get some good footage of it. I like it.
All right. So
let's add that to the wheel. Now, as far as watching the Star Wars prequels, I would rather kill myself, sir, but thank you for that suggestion.
All right, so whoever this guy is, he called in a whole bunch of times. I'm only going to play one of these, I think.
Okay.
Because I can't tell if this is a setup or not. I feel. Remember those pay services when people would call into radio and people would do like their plays on the air for the radio hosts?
No, but
they would have the fake callers. People would call in as fake callers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. This is just weird.
Hey, this message is not for Vinny Winnie or a bag slapper. It's for Lorenzo Areola.
Mm.
Hey, listen. I could have been a cousin fucker, too.
Mm.
But I still joke about it. My wife don't appreciate it. But I love my cousin. Who don't
Stop
love family?
It.
to fuck your cousin.
No, I don't. I don't want to stick my dick in her.
You tried to get in her bed at the beach.
It's because I didn't know the room layout.
You're
alive. Oh, no.
Nowhere near the bathroom, you dumb fuck.
Whatever. He does ass to mouth.
What? His cousin does ass to mouth?
Yeah, he left us a lot of messages. He left this one, too.
What the fuck?
Lorenzo Arilla is sweet.
Okay. Here we go.
It's a guy's a character.
I guess. Please call in. I need to know if that's legit or if yours.
I want him to be my creep next week. What's the category? Creepiest caller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go fuck Buffalo. Let's go Bengals. I say that as a Cowboys fan.
All right. That was just a long thing. I had to play the front just to bother you.
Cool.
Last one, Carl. Listen, I'm going to tell everybody right now. If you enjoy Carl, you need to listen to his second best show. It's not The Creep Off. His second best show is Who Are These Socials? And you can listen to that Thursday nights, right? On the Who Are These Podcast Patreon?
Well, no, it's free. It's on our YouTube channel Thursdays at 6 p.m., yes.
Okay, very good. I want to make sure you get that plug in here because someone left me a subreddit surfing message
okay. That
I'm going to play.
Great.
And I'm not just looking to be cheap on the plugs.
Hey, Vinny, I just got around to watching the first two episodes of Subreddit Surfing. And, I mean, the first episode was a little bit rough, but I'm of the opinion that everything Lorenzo touches is gold. But the second episode, you guys totally redeemed yourself. That was some of the most entertaining and interesting podcasting and the stories that these guys had to tell. You guys need to do more conspiracy subreddits like that, because that was solid gold, man. You guys got a good thing going. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Cowabunga.
Yeah, the Summer. Ufology is always an interesting subject.
Yeah, tonight's going to be so infuriating. I kind of hope you tune in, Carl, because okay. You're going to be so annoyed.
Well, I will definitely check it out. I have band practice, so I won't be watching a lot.
What do you have?
Band practice!
There it is. Last voicemail I'm playing.
Carl, Vinny, both of you need to upload the fucking bumpers, stingers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, those little jingles for every segment that you have, all the Stump Stream songs. All the Who Are These Socials fucking songs, all the WATP songs, upload them somewhere on SoundCloud something. I need to hear these. I can't get them out of my head. Okay, bye.
Who are these YouTube videos? Who are these YouTube videos? Oh.
I don't care for that.
The worst one ever. That's why I played it.
We that actually
cracks me up.
Carl, I got an email from Mr. Magenta this week.
Oh, yeah?
I did. And this is what he said. Hey, Vinny, apparently Podcast Hitman sent me another song from prison.
Oh, sweet.
Not sure how this keeps happening, but apparently he was pissed nobody else wanted to send songs for the suggested Podcast Hitman parody contest.
Okay.
So he figured he'd do it himself. Enjoy, and feel free to add this to the Carl's Handcuff music list. here we go. This is from apparently Podcast Hitman in prison.
Great. Can't wait.
I know you never met me, but I don't know why. All I wanna do is bust a nut in your eye. All I know is that I love you, and when I'm free, I'll swim through your ass like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, and it'll be alright. I'll be the one to fuck you in at night, and if you wanna leave, I can guarantee I'll hunt you down and kill your family. I'm not worried about the ring that you wear, cause if Carl don't know, then Carl can't care. I'm feeling guilty as you watch me stare, but please don't look ashamed, and Jenny, don't be scared. I'm singing.
Okay.
Follow me.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Magenta.
Wow. A little love song for my lovely wife there.
Yeah,
nice.
Better than anything you ever wrote her.
True. That is probably true. Yes.
Jenny rhymes with Denny's, where I took you for a honeymoon.
Well, you're a pretty good songwriter yourself there.
Yeah, look at me go. I'm prolific.
Hey, I want to thank people for the super chats that are coming in. Shuli's Anonymous and Brasive and visit me at 1560 Fusion. We'll read those at the end. Keep those coming, please. We do appreciate on this very lovely Super Chat Monday.
It's beautiful out there.
Celebrate with us.
It's beautiful here in sunny Rochester, and you're going to find out at DabbleCon in just 2 weeks. Get your tickets at WATP Live. Now, Carl, are you ready for our favorite segment?
I am.
It's time for a Scum Parade. I'll hit the music.
Scum Parade. Take me on a raid of these fuck charades that these creeps have made. Scum Parade. Vinny and Carl gonna tell you about some fuck shit. Scum Parade. Like stories of a kid fucked by his mom or dad, soaking up the blood of a cat. Scum Parade.
We're going to start off in Colorado today, Carl.
Sounds good.
A Taco Bell in Colorado is under investigation after, quote, a problematic customer fell violently ill after he claimed his to-go order was laced with rat poison.
Wait, rat poison is people poison?
Yeah, they should put that on the label, too, I would think. I wouldn't you just call it poison? Who are these poison bag labelers? The customer who's not been identified started vomiting after eating his burritos from the fast food store in Aurora on Saturday and called 911. He was rushed to the hospital where it was discovered he had ingested, quote, copious amounts, end quote, of the toxic chemical. The Taco Bell store has denied the claims the customer order was laced by poison by the workers. The man was a regular who frequently caused problems at the store and once even threw a taco at an employee. According to store manager Larry Swift, earlier on the day the man was hospitalized, police were called to the store due to an altercation between the customer and staff at the store's drive-thru.
Yeah, this is what you call, don't shit where you eat. Be nice to the people who handle your food, idiot.
Well, this motherfucker, here's the story, right?
Yeah.
They don't know who called 911 during the incident, but police who arrived at the drive-thru found a much calmer scene. They said that he was demanding something for free in return for being given plain water instead of his soda, because the restaurant's CO2 carbonating machine was not working that day. So, this is a shitty Taco Bell.
Correct.
I fucking can't stand that. You ever get a drink at the drive-thru, you drive away, you put the straw in it, and you go to taste it, and it's fucking flat because they fucking CO2 is messed up?
I don't drink soda at Taco Bell, but I'll trust you. I'll trust you on this one.
What do you get at Taco Bell? The frozen drinks?
Yes, I get fruity frozen drinks at Taco Bell.
I assumed. I'm just saying.
I like to wash down a taco or two with White Claws. You know that, Vinny. You know what goes right with tacos.
If you look at the cup holder of my car, there's only one beverage you're going to find, and it's White Claw. So, according to Deputy Bartman, this guy claims he went and did chores around the house, sat down to watch 60 Minutes on TV. Only once the show was over on 7 p.m. did the man eat his four fucking burritos that he ordered.
This is where this guy's an asshole, because he got four bean burritos, gross already, and he waited over an hour to eat them. That's not how Taco Bell works, buddy. If you don't eat it immediately, throw it the fuck out. It's disgusting.
It's not meant to be in your system for more than 30 minutes total.
Right.
From what I understand with Taco Bell, it goes through you pretty quick. But I also will say that I kind of suspect and expect poison to be in anything I order from Taco Bell.
Well, yeah, I know. In this article, they say that officials reviewed security cam footage, and while they didn't see any evidence of poisoning, they also will never eat Taco Bell ever again. you don't want to be watching these people make this food.
So Taco Bell's denying it. This guy says they are. So either way, we have a creep. We either have a creepy employee at the Taco Bell who decided to poison the fucking asshole at the drive-thru.
Can I give you my uneducated take on it here,
This
Vinny?
Guy poisoned himself?
No. I think the employee definitely put rat poison in this guy's food, and everyone at the store knows it, and they're all covering for him. Because the manager's just like, well, why would we even have poison around here? That's crazy. We don't have poison. That would be a terrible thing to bring into a Taco Bell. Of course we didn't do that. Meanwhile, they all hated this guy. He's a giant pain in the ass.
Could be. There's always that guy.
Yeah. And I root for that guy to get poison 9 times out of 9, Vinny.
Hey, you know how I told you my brother's an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother's just a pain in the ass and everybody hates him. So my nephew works at a store out by where my brother lives. And he says, everyone at the store, they go, we hate your uncle. Could you please ask him to stop coming in here?
That's hilarious. But that's the thing, though. I worked in restaurants, so I know this guy, and I fucking want him dead. So I totally understand putting a little rat poison in a bean burrito. And you know what?
Could you imagine
maybe hits to a kid and that kid dies? Whatever. There's going to be collateral damage with any of these types of things.
Hold on a second. This kid, whoever did the poisoning,
yes,
had to decide that whatever fucking minimum wage they're paying, and whether it's $15 an hour or not,
sure,
this job has frustrated him to the point that he's willing to commit capital premeditated fucking murder.
Sure. How many?
That's how frustrating this guy is.
How many Taco Bell employees wouldn't want to commit capital murder? Are you kidding me? Have you been to a Taco Bell recently?
Many times.
They're all capable of this.
Many times.
They're all capable of this, Vinny.
Okay.
Especially the women.
All right. Hey, Carl, I need you to do some research for me real quick.
Okay.
Because I don't have any fact checking. I need you to find out how many pounds 22 stone and 13 pounds.
I looked it up.
Is.
It's 308.
Okay.
308 pounds, add the 13 to that, and okay, we're up to 320.
Yeah, we're going over to England in case you didn't guess, folks.
Wales, specifically.
Wales.
Yeah, we're going to go see a whale in Wales.
Oh, no.
Kaylee Titford. Great name. She weighed how many? 308 pounds?
Well, it said 22 stones and 13 pounds. So that would be 321.
Okay. So she weighed 321 when she died on October 2020 at her home in Newton Powys, Wales.
And that's overweight for a teenager, right?
It's not what they're supposed to be.
Dude, when I saw obese teenager and then it wasn't in America, I'm like, whoa, I was not ready for this.
Dude,
a lot of twists and turns.
If you walk up to 325 next to me, I look svelte.
I don't know about that.
Come on! The 16-year-old was found lying amid soiled clothing and bed linens, the Crown Court heard. Kayla's mom, Sarah Lloyd Jones, 39, admits manslaughter by gross negligence, but her dad, Alan Titford, denies the offense. Her teacher said she was funny and chatty, but has become confined to her home after the coronavirus lockdown began in March 2020. Now, she has spina bifida. Do you know what spina bifida is?
I don't.
So it's basically, do you ever see that movie Shallow Hal?
Of course.
And he's got the guy, his buddy with the crutches?
Yeah.
That's spina bifida.
Okay.
My cousin has it. And my cousin is a jacked little Italian dude who's fucking tattooed up and he's got the crutches everywhere he goes. He's fucking a jacked dude, works out a lot.
Okay.
This girl is the exact opposite.
Right.
She's got the dead legs and the top half of her is like is the most heavy part of her.
Right.
So she can't really get around at all because her legs don't work. So.
Well, her legs don't want to work either.
Yeah.
It's not just that they don't. They can't.
So.
They won't.
When paramedics arrived, they found her lying on puppy pads.
Oof.
With maggots and flies on her body and milk bottles filled with urine around her bed.
You know, you'd think, and I'm not a parent, but you'd think you'd leave your kid alone for a month, but they'd be fine, right?
Well,
just checking about them once a month, it'd be all right.
How do these people not care about their property value?
Right?
Like,
yeah, that place is going to stink. You're going to fumigate. It's going to be a whole thing.
The smell was unbearable.
I imagine. A rotting, obese teenager. Not a good smell.
I would bet it is, Carl. I would bet it is.
Those maggots, lucky she's not alive. They would have gotten eaten.
The medical examiner said that her physical state suggested she had not been properly washed in many weeks. You got that no shit Sherlock drop anywhere there, Carl? Yeah.
I mean, I would have assumed that regardless.
No shit, Sherlock! No shit!
And her death, you ready for this shit?
Yeah.
Was caused by inflammation and infection in extensive areas of ulceration arising from obesity and its complications.
Sounds gnarly.
Not a good way to go,
no,
man. So, Mrs. Titford denies manslaughter by gross negligence and an alternative charge of causing or allowing the death of a child is what she's being charged with. She's basically getting a plea deal. The dad's like, I didn't do it. We're like, no shit. Nobody did anything.
Yeah, no, right. That's the whole point.
Oh, I didn't do nothing. That's not a defense, asshole. So, the dad will probably go to jail. The trial will start on Thursday, I believe. Now, Carl.
Yes.
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, I love Florida.
We're playing all the hits today, kids.
Florida, Florida, you got to get your shit together.
Get your shit.
Why
A woman fatally shot her terminally ill husband inside a hospital.
We're going with the geriatric theme today.
Carl, here's what happened here. This is literally what happened.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put him down. So Ma Kettle went out to the car and got the shotgun, went back into the hospital, and fucking barricaded herself in his room for 4 hours after shooting and before she surrendered. Ellen Gillen, 76, told officers that her husband, Jerry Gillen, had been ill for some time and they planned the shooting together.
Yeah, she wanted to put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
The hospital wouldn't do it. She's like, fine.
I'll take use a pillow.
Yeah, there are better ways to do it. I guess the guy didn't want to suffocate to death. But she's great at this. They should give her a job at an animal hospital immediately.
Old Ellen's coming.
Yeah. She's like, which ones do you want me to put down? She's holding the gun sideways. Which ones? This one? That one? No.
She's 76 years old. I can only imagine when she fired the shotgun, she went clear across the room. Like,
yeah.
A fucking shotgun, Carl. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man. After the shooting, her husband, she didn't come out until about 3:30 p.m. after negotiating with the police. A lot of the doctors and nurses and everybody had to evacuate the hospital. So I'm just saying, if you're going to kill him, fucking just find a way to fucking kill him. Don't fucking
This is a great
him.
Way to kill him. What are you talking about, Vinny? This is an awesome story.
It's technically a great way to kill him.
This woman's a legend right now. Could you imagine if this was your grandmother? I would be high-fiving her. Oh, how you killed Granddad with a gun? That's
shotgun
amazing.
Shotgun Granny!
Yeah.
No!
And the ammo. Gonna cock this bitch and blow grandma. All over that hospital room.
I'm hungry.
I'm deadly.
Ready!
Okay.
Ready! Hit point all the hits today.
I just think that's insane. Would you want to go out like that? You want Jen to shoot you in the face in the hospital?
Yes. I think that would be disruptive. It would ruin a lot of people's day, and that'd be a great way to go out.
Can you have? Okay, if you decide to do this,
yeah. And I love that you're like already planning it now. I'm not terminally ill, asshole.
All right, hear me out.
All right, I'm listening.
Here's what you do, because Jenny's gonna get in trouble.
Right.
Yeah, this lady's not like scot-free. She murdered a dude.
In a hospital, which is very dangerous. I imagine the bullet could have gone through the wall and other patients were there. And
yeah.
So it seems like a pretty reckless thing to do. Legendary, but reckless, yes.
Certainly. So here's what I think you should do to top this.
Okay.
You get Jenny to load you into a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little party hat on you. Take you out to the nurse's station. That do it. Then go lock yourself back in the room. That's how you ruin days.
Okay.
You make them all watch it.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. You want it to be more horrific.
And you go, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you put your arms out like that. Then she shoots you.
We call it the aristocrats.
Pa-pow. All right. Santa Ana, California, Carl. A certified nursing assistant who worked at a Southern California group home for severely disabled patients has been sentenced to life in federal prison for committing multiple child exploitation crimes, including filming himself sexually abusing several severely disabled children at the group home facility.
I have a question about this, Vinny.
Yeah.
Is severely disabled a category of CP? Because I'm not aware of the different categories people get off on.
You don't go to CPP.com?
I don't.
Oh. CP Pornhub,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
I'm wondering if that's more popular than Asian when it comes to CP people. Ooh, there's new severely disabled.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Anally raping children.
Steve Jackson Rodriguez, 38, of Pomona, was sentenced late Friday afternoon by the United States District Court to life in prison. He pled guilty in September 2022 to two counts of obtaining custody of a minor for the purpose of producing child pornography, five counts of production of child pornography, and one count of enticement of a minor to engage in criminal sexual activity.
Bitch.
From January 2016 to May 2020, Rodriguez produced sexually explicit images and videos with four minors, three of whom were severely disabled patients being housed at the Inland Empire group home that employed Rodriguez.
I have audio of him right after performing these sexual acts.
Ah. Whoa, you got butt slam!
Oh, boy.
He had some fun with it, at least.
One of the disabled victims was 8 years old when Rodriguez began filming his illegal sexual conduct, 2 years after he began abusing the victim. Rodriguez is going to jail forever, but In a related matter, during the five-day trial, co-defendants Sire Dino Bagallion, 36, and Miguel Bacardo, 23, of Baldwin Park, to whom Rodriguez also sent the sexually explicit material he made with his victims. Each one was found guilty of one count of receipt of child pornography and one count of possession of child pornography. So he was fucking sending it to his buddies.
Jacking it, jack. Spanking it, smack.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Vinny.
Sorry. So we're going to leave this you all on a down note this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
Bit of a bummer, but...
the good news is he's going to jail forever.
We do have some super chats to read. I want to thank Mint Salad for the $10. Ace Presents, happy Super Chat Monday. That's how you celebrate it, Mint. Thank you, Mint. The Visit Me at 1560 Fusion. Vinny, can you collab with my wife at DabbleCon? Yes, he will, sir.
Yeah, certainly.
Brasive says, you two should get podcaster hats. That's funny. That's not a bad idea.
That should go on the Wheel of Cats. You have to wear a podcaster hat everywhere you go.
And then Shuley's Anonymous says, I can't wait for DabbleCon. It's going to be a lot of fun to see you there in Rochester. We will see you there, Shuley's Anonymous.
Can't wait.
That's going to be a very fun show. We have, of course, the stand-up spotlight Friday night.
You're hosting that. How are you feeling about hosting?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I have a pretty good lineup of comedians to work with, so I don't have to take up too much time. I'll move things along.
Okay.
I know less of me is a good thing.
Okay.
Less of me, more of you all. Hey, by the way, so let's talk about, real quick, the lineup of comedians. So we have Chrissy Mayer, Anthony Cumia, yourself, Shuley Egar, Mike Morse, Reverend Bob Levy.
Earl Skakel.
And I'm hosting. I believe that's the entire lineup.
That's a good show.
That's going to be a really good show.
Absolutely.
And that's not the type of show they usually do at the club here. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be like New York City style. Everybody's up with 15 minutes and it moves quick.
We all get 15?
Something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah. Something like that. Why would you think it was?
No, the 15 is just about enough to air my grievances.
Perfect. All right. And then Saturday, February 4th. In the afternoon, 2 p.m., we are doing a live Who Are These Podcasts. I am not working the video on this. I will not be in charge of that.
Hey, everybody, good news. Guess who is?
Is that you, Vinny? All right. Live Who Are These Podcasts, live Uncle Rico show with all of your favorites all over those shows. And then that Saturday night, February 4th, the first ever and last ever Dabby Award ceremony.
We're going out in style, baby.
Dude, there's some fun things being produced for this.
We
have some people who are chipping in. There's guys who used to do things for the Opie and Anthony show back in the day. So I'm very excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so folks, if you have not decided on coming yet, reconsider.
Yeah, do it.
Get on it. WATP
Live. Each of those events I just mentioned, $25 will get you in. There's also going to be a dabble battle. There's also going to be karaoke. We'll all be hanging out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come hang with us for DabbleCon. WATPLive.com. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, Vinny, is that I was mapping out what we're going to be doing in Philadelphia April 22nd.
Ooh.
With the Who Are These Podcasts Dick Show crossover live event. And we might have you and Vito both do a stand-up set at that
show. Does Vito do stand-up?
He does.
Really?
It's pretty good, actually, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Why do Vito and I have to do stand-up?
Because you're both going to be there.
Okay. I think we should have
We
should have a...
Fucking asshole.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, okay.
I'm very excited. I'm just wondering... I'm just thankful, actually, that we're not doing some type of like weird fat sidekick fucking feats of strength bullshit that Dick came up with.
Yeah, we might do something like that.
I swear to you, I just don't want to end up in a circle with like everybody screaming ass to ass.
No, this is the fun thing that we're gonna do. Don't tell Vito this.
Okay,
we're just gonna bring out pizzas onto the stage and put them just out of reach of you guys and see which one of you cracks first.
There's no such thing as out of reach.
Exactly. Yes,
dummies. Get the pizza. So, also, Carl, before we get out of here, thank you, everybody, for your Super Chats. Thank you all for your continued support on Patreon and Supercast, where you now get a weekly bonus episode from Carl and I every Wednesday morning. Midweek Creeps, Carl.
That's correct. Those are a lot of fun. We had Lorenzo Areola joined us. My first time chatting with that fella.
Now, this week, I have been trying to get this guy who wrote this post, who claims to be Podcast Hitman's cellmate.
Yeah.
I've gotten no response from this guy yet. So I waited a week. We're going to read it on Wednesday's show.
Great.
We're also going to revisit the Brian Walsh case because holy shit, is he dumb as fuck.
Great.
And I got a story about the worst adopted parents I have ever heard of in my fucking life. So all of that and more this Wednesday morning on The Creep Off on Patreon and Supercast.
Looking forward to that, Vinny.
All right, Carl. So it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gagia. Let's go home.
Let's see that dick.
I'll be the one to fuck you in at night.
Let's see that dick.
Warm and leave, I can guarantee.
Let's see that dick.
I'll hunt you down and kill your family.
Please clap.
I'm not worried about
the
ring
is
that you wear.
You know what I miss?
Carl don't know. Carl can't care.
Please clap.
I'm feeling guilty as you watch me stare. But please don't look ashamed, and Jenny, don't be scared. I'm singing, follow me, and it'll be alright.
Are you a boner guy?
I'll be the one to suck your clit at night.
You're the shit, you really are.
If you wanna leave, I can guarantee I'll hunt you down and kill your family. Boom, boom, boom.
Please clap.
Ciao, Bella.
May your enemies be cursed in your podcast adventures.